If you rented a bike to cross the Golden Gate, you might return it to Fisherman's Wharf. Continue down the Embarcadero from there, and you'll reach Pier 15, where the Exploratorium had its grand reopening yesterday.
I believe that means that the Exploratorium is now open. Please come inside. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
The new waterfront space boasts 330,000 square feet of indoor and outdoor exhibits, including 150 that haven't been seen before. KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs was on site to say goodbye to the Exploratorium's former location at the Palace of Fine Arts, and she went to Pier 15 just a few weeks ago as San Francisco's beloved science museum prepared for its big unveiling.
With opening day just a few weeks out, the Exploratorium is all abuzz, literally.
Look at these gorgeous images that our expert microscopists have chosen for you today.
Our tour guide, Paul Doherty, is definitely excited. He walks us through the new space, pointing out both new and familiar elements of the museum.
Well, the heart of the Exploratorium is here. It's the machine shop. One thing about the Exploratorium is we build all of our exhibits here. Or, when we work with artists and residents, they become part of our culture as they build their art.
While it doesn't have the high ceilings of the old space, Pier 15 still has that unfinished, warehousey vibe, and it's much, much bigger. It spans the length of almost 3 football fields, and it's over the water, something that inspired many of the museum's new exhibits. For example, take this one, about one of the bay's tiniest inhabitants, plankton.
They produce half the oxygen we breathe and absorb more carbon than all the forests on Earth.
Along the tour, we run into Jennifer Frazier, a cell biologist and co-curator of the East Gallery. She points to a blown-up image of plankton. It's luminous, like what you'd see out your airplane window when flying over a large city grid, twinkling in the dark of night.
They're really beautiful and stunning and surprising, and they're in every drop of water.
In addition to those images, there's a table-sized interactive display. Imagine a giant iPad that shows a colorful map of the world, tracking shifts in plankton population over time. It's beautiful to watch.
If you just looked at all these swirling ocean currents, you might think this was about sea surface temperature or other things about the ocean.
But if you use these special lenses, you can see microscopic organisms on different parts of the map.
And we made these lenses to show you that it's about microscopic life, the patterns of microscopic life.
There's another big screen in the museum that lets you see some of the bay's larger residents.
We're in front of an exhibit called Ship Tracker, which is a large screen, and on that screen you can see the location of all the ships outside the gate and inside the bay.
I find Ron Hipschman in the brand new Fisher Bay Observatory. He seems to do everything at the museum, but on his card, he calls himself a quote-unquote loose cannon. The observatory is all glass and the only new building constructed at Pier 15.
All the ships transmit their location and identification information, so you can actually look at specific ships and find out where they're going, and we're also monitoring air quality, water quality, weather as well. Many, many factors that we'll be able to display here and talk about the local environment, and also we'll be able to relate that to the more global environment as well.
The museum's new location also includes 1.5 acres of the pier that will function as free outdoor space, complete with exhibits, a plaza, 2 restaurants, food carts, and of course, views of the bay and the city. There, my tour guide, Paul Doherty, points out a footbridge that's one of the new art installations.
We'll have an installation by the artist Nakaya, which will envelop that bridge in fog. It's like 1,000 jets of fine mist that will just wrap it in fog. So as people come into the Exploratorium, they'll have the true San Francisco experience of walking through fog, even if it's a sunny day.
Actually, sunny days are pretty important to the Exploratorium. It will use solar power and bay water to heat and cool the building in an attempt to become the largest net zero energy museum in the country. There are a lot of big plans for this big museum that will only continue to expand. It bought Pier 17 for just that purpose. But Paul Dougherty says that none of this will change what the museum has been and always will be, a place to learn, play, and explore.
Don't worry, the heart of the old Exploratorium is still here.
For Cross Currents, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs.